Ford announced today that it is working on a fleet of self-driving cars that will be on roads by 2021. As Ford CEO Mark Fields put it, there will be no steering wheel, no brake pedals, no gas pedals. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She's in New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Jeremy.
Well, it sounds like, you know, we've heard about self-driving cars in quotes before. This is a real self-driving car. What's the plan here, and is it going to happen?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, when I was getting into my car at 4:40 this morning, that sounds like a dream to me. If I could just sit
take
here.
A nap on the way to work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But is it going to happen? If it were up to the car companies, maybe. Especially if you're talking about realistically a trucking fleet or maybe an urban taxi fleet, as opposed to mass adoption, might be a stretch for mass adoption. But it's not just up to the car companies. Of course, it's up to the regulators, and frankly, it's also up to the driving public. To get on board and to buy into this fully. And I'm not sure either of those groups are quite there yet. So from the car company perspective, they may be ready in 5 years, but I think it's going to take a little bit longer than that.
And it's only going to be available at first to these ride-sharing and ride-hailing services. What's that about?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is where the greatest need is seen, and I think it's something that they think they can control. The other thing is, the other area I mentioned, trucking. They're trying to address, in the trucking instance, this problem of fatigue, of a shortage of drivers, and the monotonous. You know, they go over these long stretches, especially when you're talking cross-country. In the case of car fleets, it's going to address the other big problem, that's congestion, pollution. And these cars kind of go the same route. If you think New York, it's a grid. A lot of cities operate on a pretty predictable pattern. I think it's a good test case. They think they could make the argument and see if this is able to play out in real life and solve some of those problems that big cities frankly struggle with.
You spoke with the CEO of Ford, Mark Fields, today. Let's listen to a little bit of what he said about why they're doing this.
We believe that the next decade is going to be defined by the automation of the vehicle, and autonomous vehicles could have the same societal impact just as much as Ford's moving assembly line did 100 years ago. And we want to lead in that regard.
They want to lead in that regard. Of course, they are up against companies like Google and Tesla, both working on these kinds of self-driving cars. How do Ford's efforts compare?
Yeah, and I spoke to him yesterday, but I think the issue is not just to lead, but to sort of stay in the race is maybe a better way to put it. It is clear the industry thinks that the future is going to contain some type of this autonomous vehicle. And interestingly, Ford is taking more of the approach of Google, where they're talking about no driver at all. A lot of the other car companies are talking about a more gradual evolution, including, you know, what we've seen with Tesla, where there's still a driver there, but that the car can do more functions with you. It's important for Ford, though, right now to be making these type of investments because they haven't found a partner yet. If you think about GM, they've partnered with Lyft. Google is working with Fiat Chrysler. BMW is said to be working with Intel. So a lot of people are kind of pairing up in the dance here. Apple, by the way, won't even admit they're developing a car, but everybody thinks they are. Hmm. So Ford is kind of on their own now. They say they want to go that way. They may change their mind, but they need to be making these investments so that they can stay relevant if this does become an option.
And still some safety concerns.
A lot of safety concerns. And the biggest one, Jeremy, is can these machines mimic the sophistication of a human mind? Is the pedestrian going to step off the sidewalk? You know, will a software glitch like our computers do sometimes? It's very hard. We make a lot of decisions almost simultaneously. And can these kind of robotic cars do that? That's a big question still.
Maggie Lake, host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.